Episode number 284, interview with the FBOD father about the Camaro ZL1.
Live from the Motor City, Detroit, Michigan, it's the Camaro C28.com podcast with your host Chris Frezza and Jason Debler. Strap in, it's the Camaro C28.com podcast on the air.
And welcome back, everyone, for another episode of the Camaro C28.com podcast. I'm Chris.
And I'm Jason.
And
I can't wait for this one to start.
This is nothing, this whole episode is going to be nothing about the new, everything.
We're
nothing
so excited.
But the new Camaro ZL1.
And nothing but an exclusive interview with Scott, the FBOD father, Settlemyer.
That's right.
Yeah. So in a minute here, we're going to ring him up. But we got to tell everybody, any voicemails and emails that came in over the past week,
yeah,
sorry.
We got to move it again.
Sorry, but the FBOD father is going to trump you on this one. But yeah. But hopefully you'll all find it worthy, worthwhile, the wait worthwhile, so we can
should be good.
Bring this cool interview. So just keep your voicemails and emails coming. You know the number,
586-685.
What?
What?
586-486.
3182.
3182.
I'm thinking of my work number. Hold on.
We'll have to edit that one out.
Nah.
Okay. Everybody else can try, you know, try the last four and see if you can get them.
It's public information, man.
Oh, all right. Well, good. You just opened a gateway.
Yeah, I know.
So, all right. Well, let's, here we go. Chris, let's dial up Mr. Scott Settlemyer. I think we got him on the line. And we have Scott Settlemyer, the FBOD father, on the line with us.
That's
hey there,
right.
Scott.
Hey, Scott.
Good evening, Jason and Chris. How are you?
Doing great.
Doing good. Doing good. How are things on your end?
Wonderful. Had a great weekend in Chicago with our Camaro enthusiasts and Firebird enthusiasts at the show. Got back late last night, took Helios out for a run on 94, gave him a bath and put him away, so it's been a good weekend.
And how do you like in the new convertible capture test fleet car that you have?
I'd like it better if it was 80 degrees out.
Well, yeah, no doubt.
We have to do a 5 to 10 cycles a day with the convertible top, stopping it every 2 seconds. And we do this, of course, to make sure that the quality is the way it should be. But last week when it was about 5 below zero, that was pretty difficult to do.
Bad Pat.
Well, it's starting to definitely look warmer, so or you know, here in the Detroit area. So maybe you'll get your chance soon. So everybody knows you as Scott Settlemyer or the FBOD father. And what is, you know, just for those who are new, what is your title? What do you do?
Well, my latest title is manager specialty vehicles and special events. But I was fortunate to serve on the performance car team at Chevy during the fourth generation Camaro, and worked extensively on it, was pretty much the face of the Camaro to the public. Was product manager briefly on Camaro and Firebird, and I've been part of the Camaro core team now since we started working on the fifth gen. And it's been an absolute delight to watch this car roar back and to be embraced as successfully as it has been. We're absolutely delighted.
And roaring back with a vengeance, it
yeah,
is.
No doubt.
Just recently at the Chicago Auto Show, it was revealed the king of all Camaros, the new 2012 Camaro ZL1.
ZL1, not Z28, like everyone anticipated.
Boy, was there a lot of hype. And I even really felt in my guts that it was going to be Z28 because I didn't know for sure. But so now it's ZL1, and it's just... Well, just the on paper, just the specs of this vehicle is just unbelievable. But I think the first question that everybody really has is why ZL1 and not the Z28 that people were expecting. I know that a lot of people are going to be killing us if we don't ask this right off the bat.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I anticipated that, and frankly, I'm going to tell you that was a very very long discussion. I laughingly say it was quite a fist fight. I don't think anybody hit anybody. But I would tell you that when you work on Camaro or Corvette, we don't take anything lightly. We understand that it's a very passionate brand. I also say that the quickest way to get a good fist fight going is to ask people which is the ultimate Camaro, the Z28 or the SS, and then just stand back as the fur flies. I will tell you that Mark Royce, our president, was involved in this name selection. It's important to understand that his father was Lloyd Royce, who worked on all four generations of the previous Camaros. So he's got bow ties in his blood. He's a car guy. I would tell you that Oppenheiser and everybody had a vote on this. And we felt based on the way this car is equipped, the CL1 would probably be a better nameplate for it. If you think about it, a lot of people feel that the Z28 should not have every option on it. It should be a lighter weight car. And so we felt that this was probably the best nameplate for it. Now, how are people reacting to it? I will tell you that the reaction in Chicago was very, very positive. And when we talked to our enthusiasts there on Saturday, people understood that. I like to say we're never done. We're always looking for ways to improve these cars. I would also tell you that this car is a monster, and by that, I mean that in a good term. Yes, we know the car is heavy. I mean, everybody knows that. Yes, the car is somewhat difficult to see out of in terms of visibility. Both of those, of course, are because of the design of the car. We heard very clear from all of you on January 9th of 2006 that the concept was a gorgeous car, but we had to keep it and make sure that it looked just like that. And I think we accomplished that. But that does have some downsides. I would tell you that Al Oppenheiser and his crew of engineers have taken those challenges, and when you get behind the wheel of this car, I think we're going to prove a lot of people wrong with their preconceptions about the car. And I'm really anxious to get people behind the wheel once the car is out there on the road, because I think they're going to be really surprised.
I can't wait to get my hands on it.
Why does that not surprise me? I want to get you guys behind the wheel of a convertible here pretty quick.
Yeah.
Well, you know, all that takes is a phone call, and we're there.
Yeah.
Well, we're working on that.
Well, I find that it's pretty interesting that you said that some people complain about the visibility of the car. And on the 2012 ZL1 Camaro, now that there's actually going to be a rear view camera built into the, rear view mirror?
That's correct. Now, you know, the visibility, let's face it, I remind people that in the history of man, nobody has ever snuck up behind somebody driving down the road at 55 miles an hour and had the rear quarter panel stolen. You simply have to position your rear view mirrors to where you can see what's going on around you. Most people have that mirror so cranked in that you have a beautiful view of the rear quarter panel, but not necessarily the lanes next to you. So I remind people, take a look at that first. I think, and I'm going to ask both of you, because you both own fifth gens, is there a visibility problem once you get used to driving the car?
No,
absolutely not.
No, well, once you get used to the car, and just like you said, once you adjust your mirrors properly.
Exactly.
You don't
right.
want to see your own car in the rearview mirrors, and we've been telling people this. You know right. where your car is. You want to know where the other car is. That's what the mirrors are for.
Now, I'm also going to make a prediction that eventually the government's going to require everybody to have a rear camera in the car. There's already a lot of talk about that coming out of Washington.
Yeah, I heard
that.
But
this was something that we could put in the car. It's in the architecture. And being that this car basically comes with just about everything, it's not a car where you can pick and choose your options.
Yeah, there's really no option other than color and the suede interior, and that's it on the ZL1, right?
Pretty much.
Yeah. Which is fine. I mean, this car isn't for everybody. This car is for those who just want the no compromise, no questions asked. This is it. This most, is what you
right.
get.
The most badass Camaro on the road.
Right.
Next to mine.
It's not going to be a 50,000 unit a year runner. First of all, as we've talked before, CAFE requirements are such that as much as you and I don't like to hear this, and none of us at General Motors like to hear it, but based on CAFE requirements, in 2016, it's 35.5. The day of an inexpensive V8 drive, V8 engine, is pretty much history, simply because every manufacturer has to average 35.5 by 2016. There are rumors in Washington that we may be looking at upwards of 60 miles per gallon by 2021-2022.
What? No. Yeah. Well, I don't know. It may push the engineering envelope.
Well, obviously, we have made the commitment that we're going to hit whatever number they have. But, you know, a lot of people go back to 1969 and look at the Z28 and the SS and the different Camaros, and they were very, very, very affordable. And, frankly, the V6 and the SS still are very affordable when you look at it based on the price index. You are, however, looking at a supercar when you get the ZL1 territory. Mm-hmm. We haven't established a price. Whoever tells you that the price is going to be such and such is absolutely wrong. And here's why. We're still not done. We still have a lot of development work in the car because we want this car to be perfect when you get it. We want to have addressed any of the situations just as we did on the SS and the V6. So we're not finished, and you can't very well price something when you're not finished. Yes, we have target pricing, but the last argument we have is pricing. Those of us in marketing want to sell them for $19.95, and those in financial want to charge $5 million, and somewhere we have to meet in the middle. So
yeah.
Well, good luck on that. I mean, like I said, it's not. We know that it's definitely not a car for everybody.
Let me ask you this. What is your reaction to the car?
I think the car is absolutely incredible.
I think at first, you know, in our previous podcast, I was really pushing heavily on Z28 because that's what I want to have. I've never had a Z28, believe it or not, except if you count the IROC that my dad and I had when I was a kid. But, you know, seeing the car, seeing the specs, seeing all the details, and then seeing the name on it, it just fits better. It doesn't, you're right, Scott, it doesn't quite fit. Z28 doesn't quite fit. As much as I want to see a Z28 soon, it just doesn't fit.
And there was a lot of names being flown out there, too.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of names, from Berlinetta to IROC
to Duramax.
Well, Jason, you were involved in our meeting with the disciples last week. We had a conference call.
Mm-hmm. I couldn't talk about that.
And I made a statement that I didn't really care if we called it Little Bo Peep, as long as it performed the way we wanted to in the track. Now, I probably overspoke that week because I don't think I'd want to call it that, but I use that as an example. The car will prove itself on the track. And again, like I say, the name Z28 is a hallowed name. If you think about it, some people don't say, I drive a Camaro. They say, I drive a Z28. And so it's actually almost become a brand name. And so if you're going to use that name, you better have it right.
Okay, yeah. Well, we're going to... That'll pretty much answer our next question, which you know what's going to be. It's going to be, what about the Z28? But there's really nothing to be said from my knowledge, so we're just going to bypass that. And I think you've said everything that could be said.
We knew that you were going to ask the question, and I'm looking out my front window, and there's a fleet of black Suburbans in the driveway waiting for me to say the wrong thing.
Well, we are at an undisclosed location, so we're actually in our mobile studio that's traveling around, just like Air Force One.
Uh-huh.
Well, all right.
When we saw the chat this week with the Camaro, part of the Camaro team, with Al and John Fitzpatrick, that question was asked repeatedly. What about the Z28? And it always came out, stay tuned.
Yep. So we're going to leave it at that.
We're never finished.
Yeah, right? That's right.
We'll
very good.
We'll never be finished. Remember when we thought the 275 out of the LT100 was just amazing?
Yeah. We were talking about that.
285 and then the 305 and the 325. And then everybody was surprised. We said 426. We're not done.
Oh, boy. Well, we were just a side note. We were talking about that. I was reminiscing in the days when the 385 horsepower ZR1 Corvette in 1990 at $60,000 USD was just unbelievably high horsepower. And now, I mean, my Trailblazer SS had more than that in it. Yeah. You know? So
by
we're.
The way, I do need to say something before I forget.
Sure.
I have to thank both of you, because I've said it many times, to keep the faith. But both of you kept the faith long after a lot of people had given up. You've been out there for well over a decade with CamaroZ28.com. It's been a tough ride, I know, for you sometimes, but you never gave up, and we are indebted to you, and we're grateful, and we hope that you have another couple decades in you.
Thanks, Scott.
Well, thank you. That means a tremendous amount, and that's really why we do it. It's been hard to hold secrets over the years, but we've done all right, and we can, at the end of it all, we know that we held on to our integrity.
And you proved to be honorable men.
Yeah, so that's why we know all that we know, and just can't say it. It's like a complex. What's that? What's the word I'm looking for? You know, where it's a curse.
Yeah,
it's a curse.
Yeah.
So, another question that I know that everybody's going to ask, and I've seen people asking, and I've explained the answer to them, but let's get it from the horse's mouth here. Currently, SLP is producing a Camaro ZL1, and that's, you know, that's done in-house in their New Jersey facility, where they take a standard production Camaro SS, and then they have it shipped to their facility, and then it goes, gets the conversion, goes out to a dealership. What can you say that'll help kind of clear up the, you know, what, how people can not be confused about the SLP, the current SLP ZL1 and the future Chevrolet ZL1?
Okay, well, first of all, they're selling a 2011, and the car that we showed is a 2012. And I will tell you, I think the world of Ed and Dave Hamburger. Frankly, they were the ones that helped us with the fourth generation car to keep it alive as long as it did. They were the people I went to when we needed to get some additional options and couldn't get the funding to do it, such as your center mounted exhaust and the grill and the chrome wheels and the different suspension systems. Great people. They put out a very quality product, and they're good friends. Ed does have or has registered the ZL1 nameplate, the brand name. We hadn't used it since 1969, 1970. So he does actually own the rights to it. I know that he and our legal department have talked about that, and I think we've come to an amicable decision or an agreement. I can't go into what that is at this point because I haven't read it yet. But their 2011 is available right now. They're only going to build 69 of them, and they're upwards of 700 and some horsepower. So it's not the same product, but it's a very, very well done Camaro for those people who want a high performance car out there today.
Good. Okay. Good. Well, that clears it up.
Yeah,
I think
absolutely.
As much as the public, you know, needs to be concerned with anyway. Right. Well, good. Well, we're extremely excited about this new car coming out. We think it's paving the way for more competition with Ford, and hopefully that will continue as vehicles are introduced in the future.
Yeah.
I'll say that. And but overall, man, just a stellar package that you put together with this car. Hopefully the pricing will be in a point where everybody finds it a great value for what you get. Again,
and by the way, you know, we haven't told everybody that, everything that's on this car. We haven't disclosed all of the details because we still are, you know, as I believe John announced whenever we unveiled the car, it's first quarter of 2012. Well, that's almost a year from now. And so we're still working on the car. There are things we haven't talked about in the car. And the reason we have kept it so quiet up to this point, we're not telling you that, is because this is a very, very competitive business. I will guarantee you that Dodge and Ford, and they're very worthy competitors, by the way, we never take anything for granted. I can guarantee you they're in their rooms right now with the whiteboards and the chalkboards, and they're going to work. And they're saying, now, how are we going to address this? And that's why, as much as I would like to share this with you and several thousand of our closest friends, it's just not probably a prudent thing to do in such a competitive business today where there is so much at stake. So all I can say to you is, and I've said this, God, I've been saying this for 15 years, have faith. I will tell you, I've never seen such passion as I do with the Camaro and Corvette teams. We live this product day and night. I don't think people realize that when we have discussions with Australia, that occurs at about 11 o'clock at night, Detroit time, and goes into the wee hours of the morning. This is a 7-day, 365-day, 7-week, what am I trying to say here? A 365-day-a-year job, and we live it, we breathe it, and we're just as passionate about this car as anybody else is out there. We want to be the best, and we intend to be the best.
Well, it shows. Well, it definitely shows.
You got a great track record. Yeah. I mean, look at what we've gotten so far. We've gotten everything that we've wanted within a certain degree, and hopefully we'll...
And that'll more.
Just,
you did this with us going through a bankruptcy.
Exactly.
That's true.
When the housing market melted down, it changed everything. And the credit market dried up, and this is a very capital-intensive business. And Ford, frankly, would have probably gone down the same road we hadn't had they not mortgaged everything 2 or 3 years prior to that. But the point is it's very capital-intensive, and so we want to make sure that we bring you the best product. Have we given you a car that everybody absolutely loves? Well, there's a few that don't like this car. But the three of us live in Metro Detroit, And the three of us know that people around here don't get that impressed with cars because they work with them all the time, and they get to see them on the highways long before everybody else does. And I think that you both know this. You still get a thumbs up driving a new Camaro down the road.
You sure do.
All the time.
I don't remember that happening with a C5 or a C6. I don't remember it happening with the fourth-gen car the way I do with this car right now. I think a lot of it has to do with transformers. Every six-year-old child knows that that's Bumblebee. But the point is we certainly tried to give you what you wanted. And the public has voted. Because this last year we outsold Mustang, and we only had coupes. They still had convertibles and the GT500, and they put a substantial number of cars into fleet. So, but let me say this. We're not going to sit back on our laurels. We can't afford to do that for 1 minute because it's so competitive. And so tomorrow morning it will start all over again. Tomorrow morning at 7:30, Al and his team will be going through every warranty claim to see what's going wrong with these cars. If there is something wrong, let's get the relief engineer in here. Let's find out how we can prove it, because we can't afford to take a five-minute break. You just can't.
Well, you guys keep up the great work. It's been great so far. You're holding a great lead, and you're making a terrific product that, I mean, everybody who's got one is happy with it. I haven't really talk to anybody who's got a 2010 or 2011 Camaro that says, you know, I'm just not thrilled with this car. I'm just not really, you know, it's okay. Haven't heard anything of the sort.
No. Everybody's got one, loves it.
Yep. So,
well, you know, there are issues. There was a couple that we talked to over the weekend, and they've had some problems with the driveline. They do race it. And at one point, we discussed the buyback, and they're not interested in the buyback. That's their baby. They want us to fix it, so we're going to have somebody go look at the car. But that'll tell you the passion that people have behind the car. Most people would say, yeah, just take it back, give me another one. Not this couple. That's their baby. Please fix it for us. And that's what we intend to do.
Well, that's great. That is awesome.
Hey, Scott, I know the ZL1 is at the Chicago Auto Show right now. Is it going to be making the truck around the other auto shows around the country?
Well, the problem that you run into is, of course, everybody's going to want this car, and every executive at General Motors is going to decide they want to send it someplace else, and there's one show car, by the way. So I can't tell you exactly where it's going to be. I do know that I am going to sit down with John and Russ Clark this week and go through a whole list of proposals. I would tell you that I've had at least, I would say, just under 100 requests in the last week from different people saying, can you bring it to our show? Can you bring it to this auto show? So we're going to probably disappoint some people because there's only one car, but we're going to try to get it to some of the biggest, best Camaro events so that people can see the car. But it's not a case where it's going to be up on a lift or where you can jump in and out of it. As I mentioned to you before, there's some things about this car we haven't talked about, and we don't want to talk about it. But we do want you to see it in person. And I will also tell you, for anybody who's seen it in Chicago, it has one heck of a presence.
We can tell just by the photos that people have been taking and submitting on CamaroZ28.com.
And I couldn't be prouder.
Well, you should be.
And it sounds damn good, too.
Yeah, it does. And we're...
You know, I will also tell you, again, why is this car so good? The disciples answered a lot of questions for us, and they probably don't even know that we were asking the questions sometimes.
Well, do you remember that I was the one that said, hey, how about MagnaRide?
That's correct.
That's right.
So, you know,
you're welcome, everyone.
I got to tell you, I can't say enough good things about having the disciples involved in this. I wish we could fly them out here every month. We're not able to do that, but... I think that the disciples have given us the enthusiast point of view in both Canada and the United States from both a man and woman's point of view. We've had people who drive Corvettes that are disciples that have also told us this. We have the Firebird community represented. And I can't say enough good about the work that you guys have done.
Well, it's our pleasure.
Well, I think it's a wonderful thing that GM is doing with the disciples. And also I saw that they put together an advisory panel for the Chevy Volt as well. So that's awesome.
Right. And, you know, I think you're going to see this spread across the brands. I think it's important. The other thing I would say to you is there is an awful lot of people watching your board from General Motors, and you probably don't even know it. They just don't announce who they are.
Hi, Al. Hi, John. Hi, Cheryl.
I got news for you. It goes higher than that.
Hey, Mark.
Hey, Mark. Yeah, how's it going, man? Yes. Thank you so much. And you
Mr.
Know, all
Royce
that.
Really does believe in paying attention to what the customer says. So keep the comments coming, people. We want to hear it. We can't make 100% of the people happy 100% of the time. That's impossible. But we're certainly trying to get as many as we can. And to those who haven't driven a fifth gen, I'm begging you, go out and go for a ride in one. Very shortly, in fact, I just think I put it out on your website, Main Street in Motion. It's a program we're taking to 20-some cities around the country. And the important part of it is let's face it, our Camaro enthusiasts are our best product ambassadors. If you think about it, you're the car experts to your neighbors, your workers, and your friends. When they want to buy a car, they're asking you your opinion because you're the car guys and gals out there. Main Street in Motion is open to the public, but in a lot of these cities, we're going to invite the enthusiasts in on Saturday morning for an early morning breakfast meeting, and you'll be allowed to drive our cars plus the competitions, a Camaro versus a Mustang. We'll have the Corvettes there. We'll have an Equinox there with all its competition. We'll have a Malibu there with all its competition. And the whole idea is to allow you to get behind the wheel of the car and determine who actually does build the best car. That's how confident we are of the cars that you see on the market today. We do believe we're designed building the best cars out there, and we want to prove it to you.
I believe it. That's awesome.
If it comes to your town, come on out and get behind the wheel. We'd love to see you.
And what's the website address for that, Scott?
MainStreetInMotion.com. And cool. It's also, I think I have, I think I just sent you the list of cities where it's going to be. We are going to do enthusiast events at Dallas and San Jose first and see how that works. And if it works the way we think it's going to, we'll extend it to probably most of the other cities. The nice part is we want you to bring your pride and joy. So for the first 150 enthusiasts that show up, we'll have a corral where you can park your car and not have to worry about getting the door sticked.
Nice. Very cool. Nice.
Yeah, we talked about this last week. We saw that Detroit wasn't on the list. So.
Yeah, what's going on with that? How come Detroit's not on the list for Main Street in Motion? I mean, Detroit does have a Main Street.
It does, but if you think about it, Detroit is never an Everland because a good percentage of the population here work for the big three or the suppliers to it. Whereas when you go to most of these other cities, the automobile business is, you know, you have dealers there. You may have one supplier, but it's not Motor City, and that's the areas where we really have to concentrate on this year.
That's a good point. It's true.
That's the place where we have to win. That's where we're going to create the additional income to keep bringing you these great products.
Yeah, we're very fortunate here in the Detroit area. I mean, every day you'll see a Camaro, a Firebird, a Viper.
Yeah.
You know, you'll see a Corvette, you'll see Mustang GTs, you'll see all sorts of things every day around
and
here. We're very lucky.
Cleveland isn't that far away, and we have a Main Street in Motion there. And I can't think of a better way to go out in your Camaro, Firebird, or Corvette and drive to Cleveland for a weekend.
Road trips are awesome.
Yeah.
That's correct.
Well, good stuff, Scott. I think we're pretty much running out of time here, but we thank you so much for your time.
Thank you for inviting me. I'm very grateful.
Because you're working 24/7, 365.
Yeah.
And we appreciate all your efforts, and please convey to the rest of the Camaro team how happy we are. And we just couldn't be happier. We're very, very hopeful for the future of the Camaro.
And guys, keep up the good work you do with your site, please.
Thanks, Scott.
See you soon.
All right, take care.
What a great interview, man.
He's always awesome to talk to about this. I mean,
we can always depend on Scott. Just pick up the phone, give him a ring.
Yeah.
He's always got some time for us.
Yeah.
It's great.
It's cool. So there you have it. We tried to cover some of the questions that we know that you were wanting to know.
Lots of people.
Even if you read it, you kind of want to hear from the horse's mouth or the next best thing. So... interesting things. There's a couple of there was some easy reading between the lines in there. I think.
Yeah.
I think that you know they're not done.
No,
they are not done.
So
by
do
a
you
long
think
shot.
You're going to get a ZL1?
No,
because you don't want to go slower.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. But the car is absolutely phenomenal.
Yeah, I can't wait to see it in person.
I'm just really happy with what I have. I want to keep playing with that. Yeah. And maybe in a couple of years, you know, I want to try something different, but. No question. I keep saying it, and I just hope it sinks in with everybody. This car is not for everybody. This is This is a
the most badass Camaro ever made.
Yeah, I mean, it's the ZR1 of Camaros.
Yeah.
But what's going to be the Z06?
Z28?
Maybe. I mean, the name is still out there. They're not just going to let it sit there.
No.
I hope not anyway. I don't know. Yeah. Time is going to tell.
I mean, who knew they were going to use the ZL1 name? I mean, SLP owned it.
Well, I did for a while.
Yeah, but I mean, still, before that.
Yeah.
Did you ever think they would actually use a name? Because I know there's a couple people on the board going, I knew it.
It's actually,
you guys didn't think it would be ZL1.
It's actually been talked about for a while. I might have even been mentioned in the Disciple meeting to get our feel for it. And everybody knows that I was not leaning towards that in our previous episodes. I just wasn't. But Monday, as Scott said, the Monday before the Wednesday reveal, we had a Disciple phone conversation with the Camaro team, and we saw everything, we learned everything that was going to be unveiled. And I was a little bummed, but now that I've seen the car, I've really let it sink in, and I realize that there's a good hope for the Z28, which may, in all essences, be a contender to go up against the Boss 302 coming out.
Oh, yeah.
It just fits much better, and everybody will be a little happier because I think everybody gets a good feel. Besides that, the response on the board was great.
Yeah,
I was,
it's all positive.
Yeah, I mean, everybody gets it, and I'm very, very thankful for that. I'm very glad.
Yeah.
So let's just, wrap it up because we're out of time.
Yeah, unfortunately.
Thanks, everybody, for listening, and thanks to the Camaro team for kicking out another kick-ass car.
Once again, if you sent in a message this week or sent us a voicemail, we're going to have to push it till next week again. Sorry.
Yeah, but hopefully you'll find it worth it.
Yep.
We'll be back next week.
See ya.
See ya.
Thanks for listening to the Camaro Z28.com podcast. If you have questions or comments for Chris and Jason, call our voicemail hotline. 586-486-3182. Or send your comments by email, webmasters@CamaroZ28.com. Once again, thank you for listening to Camaro Z28.com podcast. We'll see you next week.